I'm excited to meet the dude that's on the phone for a second date update today because in his email, he asked us to just call him by his nickname.
Oh, gosh.
Mr. Charisma.
No.
That's what he calls me.
No. So, no.
You know what? I got to find some music because I feel like before we introduce Mr. Charisma, he has to have some theme music.
That's got to be a joke.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Charisma is on the phone.
Ooh, he is in a velvet suit. Yeah. I see him right now.
What's up, Mr. Charisma?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Not much. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Absolutely. Well, you know, that's what a lot of ladies say. So.
Shut up. You are like the Mr. Charisma thing is a joke, right? You're not serious about that.
I'm actually very serious. That's a nickname my buddies kind of gave me because I go out on so many dates. I probably average about one or two a week. Well, actually, the numbers are going up a little bit. You know, I'm kind of hitting this nice little streak. So, you know, two or three times a week.
Two or three times a week, man. Mr. Charisma is about to be Mr. Broke. How do you afford that?
I mean, I'm very selective on where I like to go, depending on the lady. So,
oh my God,
that kind of thing. And sometimes they offer, because I'm so charismatic, they offer to pay sometimes.
So I'm so charismatic. Oh, come. Dude, all I've done so far in the brief time that we've talked with you is roll my eyes.
Well, that's okay. You just need to give me a few more minutes. That's all. You just need to listen to me for a few more minutes.
I'm sold.
Yeah.
Mr. Charisma, do you go both ways? Because I'm interested now.
No, man, I don't. But that's okay. I mean, guys kind of envy me a little bit, too, so it's all good.
All right, well,
he's used to that. It's all right.
I can put you up on some game, man. I can teach you a few things, you know, get you squared away, man.
So ladies want you and dudes want to be you.
Pretty much.
Mr. Charisma.
Dude, I appreciate your confidence, though. I will say that. What's your real name?
My name's Chris.
Okay.
Not as cool.
Yeah, it didn't do it for me there. All right, Mr. Charisma, tell us about the girl you want to call today. How did she fall in love with you?
So met Desiree at a club. Des, you know, she told me to call her Des, obviously for short, which automatically I like. You know, I like anybody that can kind of come up with a nice little nickname or cool little short name, obviously.
Okay, it's kind of an obvious one when your name's Desiree, but continue.
Yeah, we met at a club and everything was cool. I mean, I saw her across the way. Cute, amazing body, you know, and she was over there doing a little moves and dancing. So I said, let Mr. Charisma go over there and introduce himself.
Dude, no. And you also refer to yourself in third person?
Of course. Everybody should.
Yeah.
You like it. You're paying attention. You love it.
And did Des pay attention in the same way?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I go over there and introduce myself, you know, offer to get her a drink. We had a few, and then we started dancing, and everything was great. And she's telling Mr. Charisma to get down. I'm telling Des to get down. Everything is going well. And the cool thing about it is, you know, she wasn't like a normal, you know, chick. Like, she's a nurse, and which is automatically cool. You know, I can respect the fact she's out there saving lives and stuff because, you know, as Mr. Charisma, if I see somebody in trouble, I'm going to jump out there and save a life, too.
Yeah.
Nice. And he's a nice guy. Mm-hmm.
Guys,
I like him.
What did she do that made you think that she thoroughly enjoyed it?
Oh, she's laughing the whole time and obviously enjoying herself. But the fact that, as I said, we got on the dance floor, I was no longer Chris. I was, come on, Mr. Charisma, let me see what you got. Let me see these moves. Let's see what's going on, you know.
All right.
So at that point, and we just met, she's already calling me Mr. Charisma. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Everything's perfect. Boom. No problem.
So how did the rest of your time go with her? I mean, did you guys make out or anything? Kiss?
So after the club, we kind of went and, you know, I walked her to a car and we kind of talked out there for a minute. It was a nice night, so it wasn't too, you know, too bad. Basically, moved in for the kiss, of course. But, you know, we kept it really simple. She wound up basically just giving me a kiss on the cheek. Nice little hug. She told me she enjoyed herself with Mr. Charisma again. And... She gave me her number, you know, saved it as Des, which was awesome. And then I, you know, told her, hey, you'll get a text from Mr. Charisma very soon, and we'll go out again. And she said, absolutely, hit her up, and we'll do it again.
And did she get back to you at all?
That's the thing. She hasn't responded, which is confusing because she gave me her number. I didn't have to ask for it. She just took my phone and put it in there.
Yeah, and I'm guessing you don't get this very much from the ladies blowing you off.
Not at all. I mean, I've met women all over the place. You know, I met women at the gym, of course, Bed Bath & Beyond, you know, a cell phone store. This girl was having a problem with her phone bill or whatever, and I went over and introduced myself, and next thing I know, you know, she's like, hey, can you put his number in my phone, you know?
Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
I
like
mean,
that.
Yeah, you guys say that, but again, you're going on a lot of first dates. That's not equaling to a lot of people falling for you.
listen, I'm not interested in women falling for me. I'm not trying to get married next week. I mean, I have girls just laying down for me, dying to want to be with Mr. Charisma. So,
oh, sure.
You know, I think she's playing this cat and mouse game, which Mr. Charisma likes a little bit. But I need to know why she's not returning my texts.
Do you think that this girl could ever be Mrs. Charisma?
You know, if she plays her cards right, yeah, she could.
Oh my God, if she plays her cards right, and you're the one calling to beg her to call you back, I see.
No, I'm not begging. Let's be clear, I just need some information. I'm definitely not begging.
All right.
Play a song, come back, and then call her and get your second date update, all right?
All right, let's do it.
All right, man, hold on.